After his brother died of cancer, Patrick Bringley made an unexpected choice, trading his prestigious job at The New Yorker for a security guard's uniform at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. For 10 years, he stood watch over humanity's greatest treasures, finding healing in their timeless presence. The Met, with its 5,000 years of art spanning 17 acres, became his sanctuary from grief. What happens when you stand still for hours, day after day, before the world's masterpieces? You begin to see differently. The morning ritual of entering before the public, watching sunlight filter through skylights onto ancient marble, becomes a form of meditation, a daily practice of presence that conventional mourning couldn't provide. In a world obsessed with productivity and forward motion, Bringley discovered the revolutionary power of simply looking. Each morning unfolds like a ceremony for museum guards. The same route past colleagues engaged in their own rituals, the familiar white trucks making deliveries, the swipe of credentials that grants entry to this temple of art. Mondays reveal the Met's inner workings as curators and technicians orchestrate displays unseen by weekend visitors. With millions of artifacts in the collection, departments constantly negotiate for space and attention, creating a dynamic ecosystem behind the scenes. The guard force represents perhaps the most diverse workforce in the entire museum. Recruited primarily on merit rather than educational credentials, these protectors come from across the globe. A former Nigerian businessman stands watch over Greek sculptures. A retired Jamaican teacher guards medieval tapestries. A young artist from the Bronx protects Chinese ceramics. In their blue uniforms, they form a brotherhood and sisterhood, united by their commitment to preservation. The Egyptian wing stands apart in its cohesive presentation of 26,000 objects that immerse visitors in ancient splendor. Is it real? Visitors invariably ask, confronting artifacts dating back 5 millennia. In a small, easily overlooked gallery, wooden models from Mekhitre's tomb show miniature figurines depicting the endless labor their owner expected in the afterlife. Farmers tend fields, bakers prepare bread, butchers process cattle, all frozen in eternal industry. Standing before these tiny craftsmen day after day prompts reflection on the nature of work, time, and human ambition. Meanwhile, in the Greek and Roman wing, the vibrant presence of the Kouros statue creates an immediate connection, despite the millennia separating its creation from today. What makes Greek art particularly compelling is how it renders gods in tangible form. These deities weren't abstract concepts, but personalities with human attributes and failings made visible through sculpture. Confronting art demands a special kind of attention, a willingness to approach each piece with openness before rushing to judgment. Face to face with Monet's Pharthéal in Summer, the ordinary landscape dissolves into a kaleidoscope of vibrant color. Light becomes the protagonist, transforming solid objects into shimmering apparitions. His famous Haystack series demonstrates how the same subject, painted at different times of day, reveals entirely different truths about perception. Chinese landscape scrolls offer another lesson in seeing. Standing before Guo Xi's monumental work, one encounters not just a scene, but a journey. The calligraphy's diverse strokes and the landscape's winding path invite meditative engagement, a way of seeing that unfolds through time rather than occurring in an instant. Have you ever noticed how differently you perceive a painting on your fifth viewing compared to your first? The guards' enforced stillness create space for deeper perception. Gradually, details emerge that hasty viewing would miss. The subtle play of shadow in a portrait's background, the hidden pentimenti where an artist changed direction. The African arts section radiates ancestral grandeur through masterpieces from various traditions. The ivory portrait of Queen Mother Idia exemplifies this magnificence. Her face a testament to sovereignty, her elaborate headdress signifying royal status. Yet this extraordinary sculpture carries complex historical baggage, having been looted during Britain's 1897 punitive expedition against Benin. The Islamic wing reveals a breathtaking synthesis of mathematical precision and spiritual aspiration. From delicately illuminated Qurans to astonishingly detailed stucco arches, each piece demonstrates how artistic expression can bridge the sacred and mundane. Special exhibitions transform the usual museum atmosphere into something electric with anticipation. During Picasso and the Metropolitan, visitors surge through galleries in unprecedented numbers, creating a palpable energy. What makes these moments special is the sense of art as a living spectacle rather than a static display. Paintings that normally hang in quiet contemplation suddenly become centers of animated discussion, with strangers turning to each other with observations and forming impromptu communities of appreciation. The cloisters, majestically positioned atop Manhattan's northern heights, creates an otherworldly sanctuary where personal grief intertwines with centuries of sacred history. Its unique architecture, assembled from fragments of 5 different European monasteries transported stone by stone to America, mirrors the fragmentary nature of memory and mourning. The medieval gardens, meticulously designed according to ancient texts, serve as living repositories of botanical knowledge. Here, carefully tended herbs, once believed to heal both body and spirit, symbolize nature's regenerative power. The museum's masterpieces speak eloquently to universal experiences of loss and transcendence. The famous unicorn tapestries, with their intricate imagery of pursuit, sacrifice, and miraculous rebirth, present a complex allegory of spiritual transformation. In one panel, the unicorn purifies poisoned water. In another, it lies slain, yet rises again, a powerful metaphor for survival through transformation. How often in our own lives do we seek such spaces of contemplation? These personal, sacred moments connect with history's long thread, creating a sense of being ensconced in an eternal narrative larger than individual pain. Museum security occupies a curious position, simultaneously romanticized through heist films and overlooked in daily reality. The guardianship of priceless artifacts requires a unique combination of skills: crowd psychology, emergency protocols, art handling basics, and even climate monitoring. Guards must master preventive security, the subtle art of deterring incidents before they occur through strategic positioning and awareness. What motivates someone to dedicate years to protecting objects they don't own? For many guards, the answer lies in recognizing art's irreplaceable cultural and spiritual value. There's a profound satisfaction in the simplicity of a museum guard's duties, a life deliberately removed from the relentless pressure to advance and achieve. What happens when you step off the ladder of ambition? For Bringley, becoming a museum guard meant embracing what many would consider career suicide. Yet this apparent downward mobility brought unexpected gifts: time to think, space to heal, freedom from the exhausting performance of professional ambition. Through thousands of hours in galleries, guards develop a kind of anthropological wisdom, witnessing the full spectrum of human behavior, a living exhibition of human nature that changes daily yet remains fundamentally constant.